13. The work must go forward. Context. A motion to take up a general collection for the blacks in the South in all of the churches on November 5, 1904, was unanimously passed by the General Conference Committee, and this letter was printed in the Southern Watchman to inspire the members to give liberally. October 25, 1904. To my brethren and sisters in America, we are thankful that the light of present truth has been shining in the southern states, and that a few laborers in this field have been working wholeheartedly to communicate the truth to the colored people. Those who have not borne the burden of opening up the work among the colored people can know comparatively little of the trials, the prayers, and the wrestling of those who have been pioneers in this work. In the face of the most trying circumstances, a good beginning has been made in this needy field. The Lord now calls upon us to come up to His help. Again and again He has placed before our people the needs of the work among the colored race, but there are many who have done very little to help. Prejudice has existed in the minds of some against those who have been laboring far beyond their strength to carry forward this work. Those who have given place to unbelief and criticism are under the rebuke of God for every word they have spoken to discourage the workers and to create prejudice against them. Doing nothing themselves, they have blocked the wheels so that others could not advance. The Lord has put the seal of His approval on the work done among the colored people in the South. Mistakes have been made, but have not mistakes been made in every other missionary field? When you watch for mistakes and put out your hand to discourage where God approves, you are working and talking against the Master. God is very much displeased with everyone who has placed any hindrance in the way of the advancement of the work for the colored people. Some may think that the work in the southern states is already receiving from the General Conference more than its share of attention, more than its proportion of men and means. But if the South were not a neglected, needy field, if there were not a pressing necessity for more work to be done there in many different lines, why should the Lord keep the question constantly before His people, as He has done for so many years? We must redeem the time. Without delay, this long-neglected field must be worked. Few realize the magnitude of the work that must be done among the colored people. In the South, there are millions who have never heard the third angel's message. These must be given the light of present truth. For the accomplishment of this, the Lord has provided many agencies. Gospel medical missionaries are to be trained and sent throughout the land. Small sanitariums and well-equipped treatment rooms are to be established near the crowded centers. Colored evangelists are to be educated and sent forth to proclaim the truth in its simplicity to their own race. Canvassers are to carry the printed page into the homes of the people. And in order that this literature may result in good, the people are to be taught to read. How can they become intelligent Christians unless first they learn to read the Bible? Schools are to be established and maintained. Churches are to be built. Throughout the South, there are to be erected memorials for God and His truth. All this will require self-sacrificing effort on the part of our brethren and sisters in America. Those who live in the South cannot bear the burden alone. We must lend them financial assistance. I present before you, my dear brethren and sisters, the work among the colored people as the object of your liberality. The mission schools, the training school at Huntsville, the Nashville Colored Sanitarium, the ministers and Bible workers devoting their time to the salvation of the colored people, all these and many other agencies are in great need of funds. The work must go forward. Every penny that can be spared should be invested in the Lord's cause. Let us see if the November collection cannot result in thousands of dollars flowing into the treasury. God loveth a cheerful giver, and if we with grateful hearts bring our gifts and offerings to Him, not grudgingly or of necessity, His blessing will attend us, for He has promised, "I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing." He will accept not only the gifts, but the giver. And although it may have cost self-denial on our part, the approval of conscience and the blessing of heaven will fill our hearts with happiness.